his two wives, his what? No, two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford on the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything he had with them. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket. And Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name. Why is it that you ask me your name?" And there he blessed him. Shall we pray? Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time of gathering. But when we come to this place, we come because we want to hear something from you. We don't need a good opinion. We don't need a well-delivered address. We need a word from you. So we are bold to ask that you please would speak to us. Speak to us in a way that we can understand, that moves us beyond our moment, that pulls us in a new way, that blesses us. So may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So it's Lent. It's that 40-day period which is set aside for us to get ready for Jesus' death and resurrection. It's a time of reflection, a time of preparation, a time for us to look inside and outside about what we need to do about our own lives in regard to this coming death and resurrection. Don't miss it this year. You can sleep through the miracle that is about to happen. But Lent is a time for wrestling with God. So we have a story. This man named Jacob. Do you know the man? Jacob is the brother who cheated his brother Esau out of his birthright. He wasn't like the most outstanding man. He was a cheating man. But in the passage we just read, Esau and Jacob are about to meet up after this period of deceit. Jacob arrives, sends his family and everybody to the other side of the stream, and there he stays. There he stays, and in that night, he is met by a man. The first reading says, met by a man, and that man grabs him, and they wrestle all night long, and Jacob won't let him go. Some kind of serious encounter is happening when you wrestle all night long. What appeared to be a man. But when Jacob said, "Give me a blessing or I won't let you go," he discovers that this man is more than a man. He's a messenger. Sometimes we say he's an angel. So Jacob is in this divine wrestling match. willing to let the angel go until he gets a blessing. Now, he wrestled so hard that he got his hip put out of joint. Now, that's, I mean, he had a funny new walk when he got free of that angel. He wrestled with God. He got a new name. He got a new walk. He got a new sense of his mission. You see, part of the mission of the church is to help us wrestle with God. Part of what a pastor is asked to do is engage in those activities that will lead to such deep conflict and grappling with the reality of the divine so that the divine becomes our reality. The church needs to help us wrestle with who's God. It needs to help us wrestle with who are we. What in our own self needs to be encountered and changed? Where are we walking with our own limp? It needs to help us engage in the wrestling that's going on in this evil world of which we are a part. There's a whole lot of engagement that God calls us to in order to develop our own discipleship. Now, the problem is, we don't really like to wrestle, do we? You know how we in the church, we say, we are too blessed to be stressed. Liar. We like McReligion. You know, I like to drive through the drive-in, get my little cup of salvation and my little burger of hope. You see, if we could get it packaged so that it didn't cost, we'd line up. But cheap religion don't lead to costly discipleship. Fast food religion only leads to hunger the next day. Wrestling is something we do in order to get closer to God so that God can get closer to us. So Lent is this time for us to grapple with the divine in a new way, with our own lives in a different way, with the reality of the world in a different way. It's a wrestling time. I believe that God sends angels into our lives. Now, sometimes we don't like the angels that God sends, right? Who's the most annoying person on your job? That could be an angel. Who's the person you disagree with that you don't even want to talk to? That could be the angel. I tell students at the seminary, that professor who you think is the devil's, that's the angel that you need to grapple with to find out a new truth about yourself or God. There are opportunities in our lives for wrestling with new things. But you got to take it up. You've got to encounter it. You can't run and hide from challenge. Sometimes God sends us a challenge so that we can hang on until we get a blessing. Sometimes the conflicts, the struggles that we have, we think of as enemies rather than friends inviting us to a new depth. Sometimes you got to hang on to trouble until trouble gives you a blessing. Sometimes you have to hang on to defeat until defeat gives you a blessing. Sometimes you got to hang on to trials and tribulations until a blessing comes. We let go too soon. We don't get a new name. We don't get a new walk. We don't get new anything. We just are so glad to be free of trouble. So maybe this Lenten period, we can use it to deepen the connection that we have with God, but also to deepen the connection we have with ourselves. Because much of what we struggle with is our own trials and tribulations, our own failures, our own doubts, our own troubles, because we all have them. Right? Getting old, I got some trouble. But you got to hang on to your trouble until you get a blessing. The Apostle Paul in the book of Romans says, not only are we struggling to understand life and God and the nature of things, but that the whole creation is in groaning. That creation is groaning for a new day. The trouble is built into hope, and the creation groans in hope of liberation. That in the struggle comes this new glimpse of the possible, this new possibility of life, this new strength. Paul says, all of us groan inwardly. But here he says we have help. For the Spirit, Paul says, groans with us, with groans too deep for words, so that the Spirit translates to God what it is we are struggling with. So we're not just down here struggling by ourselves with no interpreter. The Holy Spirit interprets the groans of the faithful to God so that new life can come. Isn't that kind of reassuring? So that in all things, Paul says, God works together for good to those that love him. Did you hear that? That's an amazing statement. It's not in some things. Or once in a while, or hopefully. In all things, God works together for good. That God can get good out of anything in our lives. Even the bad things, the sorrowful things, the tragic things, the terrible things, the scary things, the frightening things. God is not beyond the reach of God. So that we wrestle with the realities of our day and our time, but we do so with the faith that the Spirit is engaging us, surrounding us, interpreting for us, helping us, holding us. So I hope that you get a blessing during this Lenten period. And the blessing won't come at the high points, but at the low points. Those issues that you don't want to talk about, those concerns that you think are secret, those things you're ashamed of, those places that seem too troubled to mention, that's where the blessing can come. Hang on until the blessing comes. You know, intimacy requires struggle. And if you are married, you know, it just ain't a walk in the park. Y'all got to hang in there together, and you got some rough times, some bad times, but then there's some breakthrough times where things that were broken get mended, and that which was down comes out. It's a new time. You got to hang on until the blessing comes. So this is that period. It's a blessing period. But it's a blessing period only if we grapple seriously with the things God sends our way. So, Greenwood, look for some angels. There's some angels up in here somewhere. Look for some angels on your job. Look for some angels at school. Look for some angels in your neighborhood. Look for angels in your family. Because God wants you to have a blessing. God wants you to have a new name, a new walk, and a new view. Wishing you Easter with power. We always open the doors of the church because preaching requires response. It invites response. Maybe somebody here today needs to join up to have a wrestling place. Sometimes we try it by ourselves. And what we need is a community that can hold us until the blessing comes. So the church is open to any who might want to come to rededicate their lives, to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior in a new way, to join the church so that there's a community of hope and joy. As we prepare for getting ready for our communion service, we open the doors of the church. Please come.